Module 4, Lesson 1, Financing Options for Co-Living.
From the Co-Living Cashflow Machine.
Learning Objectives. Understand all major financing options for co-living properties.
Know the pros, cons, and qualification requirements for each.
Match the right financing to your situation and deal.
Explore creative financing strategies to minimize cash out of pocket.
The Financing Landscape.
Most new investors think there's only one way to buy a property: get a mortgage from a bank.
In reality, there are dozens of ways to finance co-living properties. Your job is to find the one that fits your situation, credit, and goals. Key insight:
the best investors don't just find great deals, they find creative ways to fund them.
A good deal with the wrong financing is a bad investment. The right financing can turn a marginal deal into a home run. Bank Option 1, Conventional Mortgage.
The most common route for first-time investors. A traditional mortgage from a bank or credit union.
Pros:
lowest interest rates, typically 6.5 to 8%. 30-year terms equals lowest payments.
Widely available. Fixed rate stability.
Cons:
20 to 25% down payment required.
Strict credit requirements, 680 plus. Slow closing, 30 to 45 days.
Max 10 financed properties.
Requires W-2 income verification.
Best 4.
Investors with strong W-2 income, good credit, and cash for a down payment.
Ideal for your first 1 to 4 properties.
Qualification requirements.
Credit score:
680 plus, 740 plus 4 best rates.
Down payment:
20 to 25% for investment property.
Debt to income:
below 45%.
Reserves:
6 months of payments in savings.
Income:
2 years of W-2 or tax return history.
Option 2, DSCR loans.
DSCR, Debt Service Coverage Ratio, loans are a game changer for investors.
They qualify you based on the property's income, not your personal income.
Why DSCR loans are popular for co-living. Co-living properties often generate 2-3 times the income of traditional rentals.
This means they easily meet DSCR requirements, even when your personal DTI might be maxed out.
Pros:
no personal income verification.
Unlimited number of properties.
Close an LLC for asset protection.
Faster than conventional, 2-3 weeks.
Self-employed friendly.
Cons: higher interest rates, 7.5 to 10%.
25 to 30% down payment.
Origination fees, 1 to 2 points.
Prepayment penalties sometimes.
Credit score 660 plus required.
DSCR calculation for co-living.
Lender requires DSCR greater than or equal to 1.25.
Property NOI, $24,300 per year.
Annual mortgage, $12,864 per year.
DSCR equals $24,300 divided by $12,864 equals 1.89 easily qualifies. Option 3, hard money loans.
Short-term, asset-based loans from private lenders.
Typically used for purchasing and renovating properties before refinancing.
Pros: close in 7 to 14 days.
Based on property value, not income.
Fund renovation costs.
Flexible credit requirements.
Close in LLC/entity.
Cons:
high interest, 10 to 14%.
Short term, 6 to 18 months.
2 to 4 origination points.
Must refinance or sell.
Monthly payments can be high.
BRRRR strategy for co-living.
B. UI with hard money.
R.
Innovate.
R.
Ent rooms.
R.
Finance into DSCR loan.
R.
Repeat. This strategy lets you recycle your capital into multiple properties.
Handshake Option 4, Private Money.
Borrow from individuals, friends, family, colleagues, or networking contacts who want better returns than a savings account.
Pros: fully negotiable terms, no credit requirements, fast closing, can be interest only, build long-term lending relationships. Cons: must find willing lenders, relationship risk, may need legal documentation.
Rates vary widely, 6-12%.
Shorter terms typically. Private money pitch:
I'm buying a 5-bedroom house for $200,000 and converting it to a co-living property.
It'll generate $3,750 per month in rent.
I need $80,000 for the down payment and renovation.
I'll pay you 10% annual interest, secured by a first position mortgage on the property. That's 5 times what your savings account earns. Memo Option 5, Seller Financing: the seller acts as the bank. Instead of getting a mortgage from a lender, you make payments directly to the seller.
Pros:
negotiate any terms. Lower or no down payment possible. No bank qualification needed. Faster closing. No origination fees.
Cons: seller must own property free and clear, usually.
Not all sellers willing. Balloon payments common.
Need attorney to draft note/mortgage.
Do on sale risk if existing mortgage.
Finding seller finance deals: target properties owned by older landlords who want steady income, inherited properties, and longtime owners with no mortgage. These sellers are often more interested in monthly income than a lump sum.
Option 6, HELOC/home equity:
if you own a primary residence or other property with equity, you can borrow against it to fund your co-living investment.
Pros: lower rates than hard money. Use for down payment. Flexible draw schedule. Interest-only payments available. Quick access to funds.
Cons:
your home is collateral.
Variable interest rates.
Limited by equity available. Increases personal debt. Lender may reduce line. Puzzle piece option 7, creative strategies.
Subject 2, sub 2:
take over the seller's existing mortgage payments without formally assuming the loan.
The deed transfers to you, but the loan stays in the seller's name.
Lease option: lease the property with an option to buy later. Start operating as co-living during the lease period.
A portion of rent may go toward the purchase price.
Partnership/joint ventures:
partner with someone who has capital while you provide sweat equity and management. Typical splits: 50-50, 60-40, or 70-30, depending on who brings what. Self-directed IRA/401k: use retirement funds to invest in real estate through a self-directed account.
Complex but powerful for those with significant retirement savings. Important: creative financing strategies are powerful but carry unique risks. Always consult with a real estate attorney before using subject to, seller financing, or retirement account strategies. The financing decision matrix:
your situation, strong W-2, good credit, cash.
Best options, conventional.
YE best rates, lowest cost. Your situation, self-employed, strong cash flow.
Best options, DSCR. YE, no income verification needed. Your situation, need to close fast, we'll renovate. Best options, hard money refinance.
Y, BRRR strategy, speed. Your situation, limited cash, good network.
Best options, private money plus partnership.
Y, leverage relationships. Your situation, home equity available.
Best options, HELOC for down payment.
Y, low cost capital access. Your situation, motivated seller, flexible.
Best options, seller financing.
Y, best terms, low out-of-pocket.
Action steps: assess your financial position. Credit score, income, savings, equity. Talk to 3 lenders. Get pre-qualified for conventional and DSCR.
Complete the financing comparison worksheet to organize your options.
Identify your funding stack.
Which combination of options works for you? Build your lending team. Mortgage broker, hard money lender, attorney. Pushpin key takeaways. There's always a way to fund a good deal. The question is which option fits best. DSCR loans. Are the co-living investor's best friend? They qualify based on property income. BRRRR. Lets you recycle capital across multiple properties. Creative financing. Seller finance, sub to, partnerships, can eliminate cash barriers. Get pre-qualified. Before making offers so you know your budget. Memo your deliverable. Compare financing options side by side to find your best path.